This is Justin.
Hi, Justin. This is Nadine Medina. I'm with Local Splash. I'm part of the upgrades department. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I mean, it's only Monday, but we're almost done. So, you know, it's been one of those Mondays, right? Probably for you too.
I understand. Yes, I understand.
So listen, I know, we've been hosting, you know, your website and all, but, whenever there's like certain programs or products that we offer that might benefit you, I always want to make sure that I at least share that information with you, right?
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed? It's also known like local service ads. You'll see them at the very top and it has a check mark that says sponsored.
I've seen Google ads before, yeah.
Okay. So it's above the Google ads. It'll say sponsored Google Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Right? And
okay.
So what that is, it's a program that Google created, okay,
mm-hmm.
where you pay per lead, but the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing it with anyone. It is only sent to you. Okay?
And, oh, it's only sent to me, directly to me?
Yes, because it's an actual
okay.
phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now for that program, right, there's certain requirements. And when I was taking a look at, because you do strictly irrigation, nothing else aside from that, right?
Well, irrigation and backflow type.
And backflow.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, because that specifically falls under what they call the lawn care, right? Vertical is what they call it. But other services, subcategories that are underneath of that is like lawn mowing and maintenance, which is not what you do. There is definitely the irrigation system, repairs, mm-hmm. maintenance, installs. There's sod and seeding, which I don't think is anything you do as well.
Right.
Lawn pest control is another one, which is not something you do. Weed control and yard cleanup. So basically it would just be just specifically to the irrigation.
Correct.
Let me look at something really quick. So, for that program, like I said, there are certain requirements that Google requires only because they put up, like, an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential
mm-hmm.
client that selects you, because it's almost as if I would say Google guarantees your work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's why they call it Google Guaranteed. And I'm just kind of taking a quick look to see what they would even require. I know for a fact they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews on your profile. They do run a background check because they want to make sure that you don't have any felonies
right.
in the last 7 years. They're not looking at misdemeanors, you know what I mean, DUIs.
Right.
They're not looking at that,
mm-hmm.
okay, which I'm sure your record's clean.
I have
and
to maintain
then,
licenses, so, yeah, I'm
yeah.
fine.
I believe you. I definitely believe you. And then, you know, depending on the industry, they might require licensing and insurance or one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they only want you to have a $250,000 general liability insurance.
Which I think I have a policy that's more than that anyway.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I always find that business owners have way more than what is required. You know, it's either $1 million, $2 million. It depends, you know. But there is a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the
okay.
application, you fill it out, we push it through, excuse me, to Google to get
mm-hmm.
it approved. Now I will tell you this. It could take 4 to 8 weeks, excuse me, for you to get approved. I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. Really depends on how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check.
Mm-hmm.
However, once you get approved, we do notify you because we want to activate the leads within 3 days unless if you tell us otherwise, activate them now or activate them next month, okay? So just to kind of give you an idea of what that lead cost would be, and let me just pull it up here. Of course, my computer's always slow. It's like I'm typing and it's like still taking forever. My goodness. let me look it up this other way. And how are you generating a lot more work right now, if you don't mind me asking while I'm looking this up for you? Like, where does the majority of the work come from?
I've been on Angie's List for a little while. It's not really been working out well for me.
No?
Okay. No, not really. I don't really care for their platform. Like, okay. I've had issues with their apps and stuff, like, and how I have to, like...
Respond to the lead?
Respond to leads and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the leads seem to be low quality and all that sort of thing, so.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, when they send me a lead, they're not sending it only to me. They send it to other contractors at the same time. So I'm then competing for the client, and I still have to pay for it anyway. And that really sucks.
Yeah. What's your lead cost, if you don't mind me asking?
I want to say it was like $35 a lead.
Okay.
So if I'm competing for them, that adds up really quick because, you know, I might get one out of four or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Right? And that adds up very quickly. And, you know, since I mainly do repairs, the cost of my jobs are usually only a couple $100, right? So if I'm already spending $150 just to get connected to somebody, it just doesn't work out for me in that way. And, you know, it used to be better when they were owned by HomeAdvisor.
That's
who I started with. But when Angie took over, it's like it all went downhill from there.
Really?
I quit for a while, and then they gave me, like, really good deal to sign back up with them again. And it was just the same old, even though they promised me that they had changed things. And I'm just like, nothing changed.
Yeah. Man, that's terrible. Yeah, you know, because I'm looking at what the lead cost would be for you, right? Just to kind of give you an idea, I'm going to explain how it works, but then there might be a better option for you. Okay? So, the $250 application fee, like I said, it's going to be very limited to just the irrigation, which, you know, is going to cut down them, like, the exposure, right? Not saying that it won't work, but it's going to keep it minimal because it's only giving you the leads for irrigation. But you get approved, right? Your minimum monthly budget is $488, and it's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. Your leads, each lead is $37.33. The kicker on it is if someone calls you to cut their lawn, that is an unqualified lead. Google's going to credit it back. If someone called you outside of your service area, as long as you don't accept the job, it's an unqualified lead. They credit it back. If they call to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that is an unqualified lead. They will credit it back. What is considered a qualified lead, okay, is if you talked about pricing over the phone, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, that is a qualified lead. Now, how does Google know this? Well, Google assigns a special tracking number to you that's linked to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
All the calls are recorded. So they have an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not. However, because we're also managing it, if we see that one slip through the cracks, we are going to dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credited back. Okay. If you only got one lead in the month, which, I mean, I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you did. What is left over in your budget is going to roll over to the next month. Okay. So what that means is that the following month, you're not going to pay the $488 again. What you're going to pay is for the lead that you received the month before because it rolls over.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Okay.
Okay. If you're going on vacation or let's say you landed a job and you just can't handle more business, you call us and you say, shut off my leads, and we shut them off. We do not turn the leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. So you have a little bit more control.
That's something that I had issues with Angie List is that, you know, you could only set like a specific amount of time for the lead to be off. And then it would come back automatically, and you wouldn't get a notification or anything like that. So if you forgot and you were on a trip,
it automatically went on.
Job,
yeah,
and then
it would
I'd get charged
automatically
for
go on. Exactly, and it would just be like, you know, and trust me, we've heard all the horror stories from everyone about, like, you know, okay, so yeah, I'm like, now I'm paying, all of a sudden, you know, my leaves are back on, and I'm like, I didn't ask to have them turned back on, right? So they're charging you, you know, and it's just like, man, and then it's like, and then now you got this bill, and you couldn't even get to the lead. And then by the time you did get to the lead, it was like, all of a sudden, it was gone. You know?
Yeah, somebody already got it, or they don't answer the phone.
Yeah, or they're telling you, or someone told you, oh, I was just curious, you know, or, and you're like, curiosity just killed my bank book, right?
Right, exactly.
So again, this is an option. How do you feel, which I think would be a really good option for you too, Yelp? Have you ever advertised with Yelp in the past?
No, I really haven't. I've never really considered it. I do small amounts of irrigation work, so I don't do this full time. So this is a part time thing for me that I do on the side, which works out great for me because I do irrigation work all day anyway. But I've got a job maintaining irrigation for a local school district, right? So that gives me work 20 like year round, always steady, but I only work 40 hours a week. Well, I need to make more money, so I go do irrigation work on the side. So being able to kind of control my lead volume is going to be something that would be really important to me. Just by virtue of, I don't think most people want to call me to do irrigation work, and I'm like, hey, you know, 3 weeks out, right? And their yard's flooding, right? You know?
Right.
Doesn't really work out well that way. So that is just something that I would have to consider for this sort of program.
Okay. I mean, how do you feel about it?
It sounds good. You know, you said it's $488 for leads, and I pay for that up front is how that works.
Yeah,
plus,
so, like,
of course,
how it would work?
The application.
Yeah, how it would work is like this, Justin. Like, let's say we start it, right? We get the process started, okay? And let's just say come, I don't know, September 1st, you get approved, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call you. We're going to say, hey, Justin, you've been approved for Google Guaranteed. We want to activate your leads in 3 days. You might say, hey, you know what? Activate them now, or you know what? Can you call me back at the end of the month? I'll let you know about activating them. Sure, not a problem. Mm-hmm. If you say activate them now, that's when we're going to charge you the $488. Okay, it's like you have this, like, budget, right? Now, when a lead comes in, it's going to deduct the 37, 33, right? I think that's what I told you. Let me go back to my calculator. Now, if it'll be 37, 33. Now, if that lead wasn't a qualified lead, they credit it back.
Okay.
Okay. If they were, if you talked about pricing or you set an appointment, then it's a qualified lead. Okay.
Okay.
So that's how that works. Depending on if you only got one lead in the month, and you know the following month, you're not paying $488 again. What you're paying is $37.33 for the lead that you received the month before, only because it rolls over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Does that kind of make a little bit more sense?
I understand. So it basically, I pay into a bank, and it'll automatically set it at the $488. It'll deduct from that down, and then when the month is over,
correct,
it goes up to the $488.
Yeah, now, it's funny because one of my friends told me, it's like, you know, when you have, when you buy a house and you have that, I'm like, girl, I don't own a house. Like, I need to explain it in a way that I understand it. So how I see it is like this. You got a prepaid card, right? And every time you swipe that card, it's taking off $37.33.
Right.
Okay? So if that happens, right, and you only swiped it twice, then you know what was left over from that $488 budget. It's going to roll over to the next month. So all you're basically doing is paying for what you need to get it back to $488.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah, because my friend's like, no, how you do – like, and she's actually my coworker, should I say, but she was like, you know, Nadine, it's like, you know, when you buy a house, right, you got this equity. And I'm all, that doesn't – like, that doesn't make sense to me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all, I don't own a house, you know, not in California, that's for sure. But, but yeah, so that's how it basically would all work. So yeah, I mean, you have more control, and I'm going to tell you, okay, it's not going to bombard you. And especially, you know, because of the fact that you're not going to get a ton of phone calls because you would be limited to just the irrigation, right?
Which is what I want anyway.
Yeah. which, yeah, as long as you and I are both on the same page about that, like I said, that's how it would work. But it takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. You know, again, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks, you know?
Right.
It just really depends, like I said, on how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, that's how that all works.
So the $250 application is a one-time fee, right?
One-time
now,
fee.
Now, is there going to be an annual, like, fee that I got to pay to be part of that? Or is it it's just the leads and that's it? That's it.
Just the leads and that's it, month to month.
Okay. So when I'm ready to be done with the program, right, or if I need to take a break for a while or whatever, is there a way to set it where I count down from the bank or something, or does that just stay there until I sign back up for the program? How does that work?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So let's say, you know, you start it, you turn on your leads, right? Come October, you paid like, you know, for 3 leads that you got in September, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've only gotten 1 lead in October, and then you're like, you know what? I need to pause it for 2 months. Okay, mm-hmm. We pause it. When you call to turn it back on, it's going to pick up where it left off.
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of clarify?
Well, I'm more talking about, well, if I either stop doing irrigation work or what have you, I have that $488 bank. Do I need to continue to get leads until that's depleted, or do I get
you wouldn't get it back. It would actually be allocated to whatever other products you have with us. So it's like you have that credit. Does that kind of make sense?
So would it go towards then like my monthly
your hosting
that I have?
Yep.
For the hosting.
It would go towards your hosting. Yeah. Most definitely.
Okay. I mean, at least as long as it's getting used.
So that way you're not, losing
anything.
Where
I was getting at. Exactly.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It wouldn't just be like, oh, well, too bad. It would be like, okay, well, you know what? Since you're no longer doing irrigation or what have you, right? What we're going to do is we're going to take that money and we'll allocate it to the hosting of your website, right?
Right.
So it's not like they're going to turn around and give you whatever the balance was left. It would be allocated to whatever other products that you have with us.
Okay.
So it's like having that credit, I guess you would call it, kind of in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really losing it. It's just going to be allocated in a different area.
Right. Yeah, because there may come a time where I decide that the irrigation work is too hard, and I just try to stick towards just the backflow stuff, because that stuff's
usually pretty
straightforward.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my retirement job right there, is doing the backflow work. That's
is
my
it
retirement
really?
Job.
Is that pretty
yes.
much fast? Tell me about that. I'm not too familiar with the backflow. I mean, I'm kind of,
right.
I know what it is, like what it looks like, right? But tell me about that.
So a backflow device essentially helps protect the water supply. So any contaminants that could potentially get into the water supply at the point of use, say like in your house or whatever, either due to a sewer backup or, you know, the sprinkler system's in the ground so it can get things into the piping, right? The backflow device separates that water from the supply. So it helps
protect the supply. I always wondered, and I know, you know what, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not afraid to say, I don't know what the heck that means, right?
Right.
And I've always seen those everywhere, and I always wondered, okay, I know that's got to do something with whether it's irrigation, it's got to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's interesting, and that's why I'm glad you're sharing that with me, because I would have never known. I mean, that would be a big problem.
Yeah, and that's why they
have
to be tested regularly, or at least they require it in Texas that those are tested regularly, and so I have a license to do that, and I have a gauge kit to do that, and I have to fill out a form and, you know, do my little testing on it and submit the form to the state and give one to the client, give one to the city. Like, it's a whole deal that I got to do, but it's stuff that I can do when I'm old and rickety and can't dig out in this Texas heat anymore, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow. So that's where the bread and butter's really at, right?
Realistically, I would love to get more backflow work.
Wow. Okay. So that's actually a goal for you, like I would say a long-term goal, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. This is good, yeah. Because, yeah, let's just say, like you said, right, you're just done with the irrigation, but you still have money sitting in that account from the leads. Then again, we would just allocate it to the hosting of the website that we're currently doing now. So this way you're not losing that money because now you're just focused on strictly backflow. Right.
Right.
So, like you said,
that is a future goal eventually to go that way. And I would just have to reach out to you guys and be like, hey, you know, I'm done with the Google leads. I need to just use that bank. And
I was going to say, it sounds like you're very far from retirement though.
Yeah, I am. I am. I mean, I'm just spitballing here. I got a ways to go before I get to retire.
You know what? Hey, you just got to think out loud sometimes, right? Like, hey, like my mom always says, closed mouth doesn't get fed. You got to ask. You just never know. And so it's always good to know, like, what if in the future? Okay. And then, so I just want to talk to you a little bit about Yelp just to kind of give you an idea. So Yelp, basically what it is, it's a directory that people also go on to perform the same searches. Okay.
Right.
Typically people go to Yelp because they don't even know a company, right, for the service that they need, and they're trying to find somebody. They just don't know anyone. Or they don't know anyone that could refer them to somebody. So basically, Yelp is this directory. You know, you go on there, you type in what you're looking for, right, whether it's irrigation, backflow services, what have you.
Right.
And they're going to get these search results, right? People coming up in the search results, businesses listed there, phone numbers and what have you. So typically, people who go on Yelp are making that purchase within the day, okay?
Right.
They're looking for, you know, several quotes or several businesses because, you know, they just need to find somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Yelp, those ads are visible within 3 to 5 days. Your ads would also show on the profiles of your competitors as being another company that they would recommend or for you to consider, right? There is like a request quote, right? So you get in the Yelp app, you have this app that's downloaded and when they request a quote, you get that sent to you in a message, right? But it's the message from the potential prospect. It's not like the Angie's Leads messages where you're like, now you got to turn around and call, right?
This is actually
the potential prospect that is messaging you. You can customize, like have a customized template where you can request specific information from them where they would answer it and you would get those answers sent to you in that message, whether it be what's your location, is this a repair, is it a maintenance, is it the backflow, is it the irrigation, you know, your sprinkler's broken, whatever, right? You can customize it. Mm-hmm. Now, that app, we do say, make sure you're responding within 10 to 15 minutes. If not, you're losing opportunities, okay,
right?
Because chances are someone else is responding to them. But you have a team here at Local Splash because we're partnered up with Yelp as well. Our team is dedicated to managing those Yelp ads because we want you to be successful, right?
Right.
Now, because you've never ran Yelp ads, you do qualify for the Yelp promo that we offer to our clients. If you were to do Yelp ads, it's an investment of $4.99 a month. That is a fixed flat rate, okay, $499.
Mm-hmm.
You will also get an additional $100 in Yelp ads a month for the first 6 months that you're doing Yelp ads, okay? Again, it's a month-to-month program. Now, after the 6 months and you're still continuing with the program, then we take a look to see what other promos that we can implement, what other promotional deals would be there to continue to provide you with. But how are you with responding to messages?
Usually I've done very well with being quick on my messages. Whenever I have to call Angie's List and deal with them on, you know, bad leads and whatnot, they always remark, oh, wow, you've got a really fast response time compared to your competitors. I'm like, yeah, I'm still not getting leads.
Really?
So, yeah, it was frustrating. I mean, I would call these numbers that they would give me, and the phone number wouldn't work because it has to go through their proprietary system crap. So that hardly ever would work. Or when I would call the client, it would go to voicemail and I wouldn't get callbacks.
So,
yeah, low quality leads.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you're good with your messages, I'm going to tell you right now, someone like you that responds, you know, quickly, and when I say quickly, I'm saying at least 10 to 15. I mean, no longer than, like, if you're waiting a day to respond to people, this program won't work.
Yeah, no.
You know?
No, I usually would respond immediately to get the notification if I could.
Yeah, I had one guy tell me, he's all, you know what, Nadine, when I'm working, I don't even answer my calls. He's like, listen, I don't take care of anyone. Like, I don't return calls, nothing like that. I don't answer messages until the end of my day, right? I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, then this isn't going to work for you.
Because, right. Yeah, no offense.
You know, hey, I get that. I get it. Sometimes, like, you're focused. I'm on my job. Like, I will get back to those people, right? I totally understand that. The industries are different, right? But if you're waiting mm-hmm. until the end of the day, like I told them, you're losing opportunities, and I would feel it would be a waste of your money if you signed up and you're not going to respond to them until the end of day or even the next day. Like, these people are looking for some type of a response, right? And with mm-hmm. that being said, with Yelp, you waiting that long will hurt your ranking, okay?
Right.
So, you know, they want someone who's going to be responding in a timely manner. You know, and that's why I always ask that, like, how good are you with responding to your messages? So I'm glad to hear that. Really glad to hear that. There is a cost per click and a cost per lead, excuse me, with the Yelp ads, but it would never go past that $4.99 a month. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get, cause you don't even have a Yelp page, which is interesting. I was trying to get, like, what the cost per click or cost per lead is. But basically, a cost per click is that they clicked on your ad to view more information on your profile. But the cost per lead would be that it was an actual lead that you were receiving, right? They're requesting a quote, right? They're asking you specifically, hey, I need a quote. You know, this is what I have going on. This is where I'm located. And our team would customize that template for you. So...
Mm-hmm.
We're very hands-on when it comes to that. How do you feel about either one? I mean, which one do you feel is more like, I don't know, more beneficial for you?
I was thinking the first option that we discussed would be the one
Google
that would
guaranteed.
Be more beneficial for me. Yeah, the Google
yeah.
Guaranteed.
Because you got
I think that would work
control,
out better
right?
for me. Right, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't do this as my main source of income, so my time to put towards it is kind of limited. So I have
yeah.
to be very involved with being able to turn it on and off when I have availability, because at the same time, I have been doing this for a couple of years now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I signed up with you guys very early in my irrigation
yeah.
career.
Yeah, I know. You've been with us for, oh my gosh, I was looking at your account. Let me look back. 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, that was when I started doing irrigation. I think it was within
right.
6 months. Within 6 months of starting my company, you guys called me and I was like, screw it, let's do it. And I've been with y'all ever since.
Oh my gosh.
It's worked out great. It's worked
yeah,
out great. No complaints. So.
Oh my gosh.
I will say, however, that I am still in that Angie's List contract and I
Are
had
really?
Prepaid for leads with them already.
Oh man.
So I
okay.
still have a bank that I have to deplete before I'm done with them completely. So I won't be able to sign up quite yet with the
okay.
Google guarantees.
Okay.
But I'm probably, I'll have to review, because I was just on vacation, so I've got to review my accounts
okay.
with them again and see where I'm at. But
yeah.
maybe in like a month time we could talk again, because I know you said that it takes, you know, a
it
few
takes,
weeks to get approved.
Yeah, and
so I don't want to be...
Yeah, no. And I would say this, right, and I'll give you a perfect example. If you started today, the process, okay, let's say it takes 4 to 8 weeks, right? It actually takes 4 weeks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You do not have to turn those leads on. You could say, you know what? I need another month. Call me in a month, see if I'm ready to turn the leads on, right? We will not automatically turn them on. We don't want to do that to you. We don't work like that, right? So even just paying the application fee just to get it started, it's still going to take some time, you know what I mean? Because you're going,
right.
you're filling out the application, submitting it, we push it through to Google, you have your client interviewed just to address any other questions you have, and then from there, there's a background check, we notify you, hey, so-and-so is going to be running your background check, be on the lookout. So there's still like a process, right? I mean, like I said, I've seen some guys in 3 weeks get approved, but then I've seen others that it's taken them, you know, 4 to 8 weeks, right?
Right.
So... You know, I've had some where they got approved and they're like, well, wait a minute, I'm not ready yet. Okay, you know, and they just let the team know, you know, hey, and I would specify it as well. Like, we are not to activate leads until you speak with him specifically about when to activate them. So, because we would never want to put you in a position where you're like, oh, my gosh, I just signed up and now, oh, my gosh, I'm not ready. Like, I'm trying to finish up with right. Angie. So, but, yeah, I mean, that's basically how it would all work.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, if we can do it that way, then I don't mind doing the application now. I just don't want to pay all into it when I still have something else that I've got money tied up in.
Yeah, yeah. How much time do you think you have left with Angie's? If you, I mean, just how much time are you thinking?
I want to say three. I want to say it's 3 months that I have left. With
okay.
them. But I'm not 100% certain. Like I said, I gotta review all that. I gotta call them. I was supposed to do that today, but I got busy.
Yeah, I hear you. No worries. So let me do this. Okay, Justin, I still have your email in our system is jtbiggs71@hotmail.com, right? That's still a good email for you? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me do this. First, I'm going to send you the information on the Google Guarantee just because I want you to have that exactly what we had talked about. Okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. Let me go here. Wow, that's kind of low what they're saying for the Yelp. She messaged me, the gal, and she said, for the Yelp ads, just so you have an idea, Yelp ads are going to range anywhere between $10 to like $13 a click. Okay? Now, if it's a lead, then you're looking about, excuse me, you're looking at about, wow, that's kind of high to me. It's like $50 a lead. Oh, that's still kind of high. But, I mean, it's not bad.
Right.
But that's what you would be, that wouldn't be just irrigation. That'd be irrigation and backflow. So it could range anywhere between 50 up to 100.
Okay.
For the lead. So just in FYI, just so you know, I mean, even eventually later on down the road, and you do qualify for the promo. So if it is something that you might want to look into, you know, you can always reach out to me and then we can take a look at it again, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I'll have to see how the workflow is with the Google Guarantee.
Yeah.
If I need a supplement, then I will, but I may not need to. We'll have to see.
I'm going to tell you, Google Guaranteed, I will tell you right now, is one of Google's better products, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's an excellent program. But just know that because we're going to limit you to just the irrigation for that vertical, it's, you know, again, the calls won't be as many as if you were doing all those other services, right? But that's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, because like you said, you're strictly irrigation. This
right.
would fall under the category of the lawn care vertical, but it's going
right.
to be for just strictly the irrigation, okay?
Okay?
Let me put here $488 would be the minimum monthly budget. The CPL, which is your cost per lead, is going to be $37.33, okay? Let me put that in there. Okay. And then let me take a look here. Now, let me go here. Okay. So, Justin, I'm going to be going over some notes with you and all, but I don't know if the card that we're charging is the same one that we have on file. It only shows me that it's a Visa that ends
okay.
with 5799.
Let me go grab my wallet real quick. That sounds
okay.
right, but I'm going to verify it before I tell you.
Yeah, no worries. Okay.
You said 5799, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's the right one. That's the right one.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So let me do this. I can't believe we're already in August. I feel like time is flying.
That summer went by pretty quick.
You're telling
over here
you
where
know
I'm
what?
At, it's been raining a lot, so it's
I was
not been
say,
quite as hot.
You guys have had a lot of rain. You know what? I feel like here, because we're in California, right? I'm in the southern part of California. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't feel like we've had as hot of a summer. I think if anything, it's been more humid where we live at. And I can't stand humidity. Like, I'll take dry heat. I'll take desert heat anytime. But, oh, my gosh, please, you're killing me with humidity. I can't handle it.
I understand, but I do not live in a place that is not humid. I'm over in the Houston area, and that's the humid part of Texas. It's rough.
Oh, man. Trust me, I know. I have family out that way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, ugh. But I know you guys have been having a lot of rain, right?
Yes. We didn't flood like Central Texas did. Those were
bad. Thank God.
Those
were
so bad flooding.
That was so hard.
We have had some pretty heavy rain even here.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I was just telling my husband this. I said, I don't know if our summer's going to hit towards the end. Because I've noticed over the last years, like, September has been kind of the hottest month. And I said, oh, God, you know, and I know that because when we got married, I mean, this was like years ago, but I remember it was like the hottest day of the year. I told my husband, oh, my gosh, we picked the wrong date to get married on. And it was September 15th. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm dying. You
know, tell me it was an outdoor wedding.
Well, you know what? No, it was actually in a church. We had like the whole mass.
Okay.
My husband's like, dude, did they even have the air conditioner on in that church? I said, I don't know. But all I could remember is we were all outside waiting for us to be announced to come into the hall, right?
Right.
And I mean, by the time we got in there, I was like, what is going on? Why haven't they got us in yet? But, you know, of course, my brother-in-laws, they wanted to start having a couple of, you know, everyone started buying them alcohol. Here, have a drink,
right.
And it was like, my brother-in-law, that was the best man that was supposed to give the speech. He told his wife, the sister-in-law, you know what? You're going to need to do it. I can't. He's like, I can't even talk right now. And she's like, are you serious? I was just like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my goodness. Okay, perfect. So that receipt's going to go through to you right now. I'm also having my manager, we're going to remove, you know how you've been paying the $39 hosting fee?
Yes, ma'am.
So because you would be doing Google Guaranteed, we're going to go ahead and get rid of that $39 fee so you won't have that moving forward unless – if you decided later on down the road, listen, I don't want Google Guaranteed anymore. Let's just go back to hosting. Then it goes back to the $39. Okay?
Oh, that works out pretty well for me then.
Right? That works out, right? So at least, you know, hey, so now you know September you're not going to have that $39 fee. Okay?
Nice. Nice.
So unless if you decided you don't want Google Guaranteed anymore, let's just go back to just the hosting. Then it goes back to $39. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
So if I could save you money, I'm going to do what I can. Okay?
Yes, that's fantastic. I appreciate that.
Now, how long do you think you would need? Like, when would you like the client interview? That is like a 30-minute phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And the client interview, it would take like 30 minutes. They're basically going to go over the application with you, Justin, answer any additional questions that you have. So when would you like me to set that up for you?
Can you do tomorrow at 3 o'clock?
I can. Let me take a look. That would be Central Time. Give me 1 second. Let's take a look and see what we have on the calendar. Let's see here. Now, when you're filling out this application, there is a part that will ask you, because I'm going to email it to you and I'm going to text it to you as well. There's a part that will ask you, like, if you have employees, you put 0. Okay.
Yes.
And then anything that applies to the employees, you just put N/A. Okay. For not applicable. Let me look at my calendar here to see what we have for tomorrow. So that would be actually 1 o'clock. So, you said 3 o'clock, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I don't have a 3 o'clock, but I do have a 4.
Yeah, that would work fine too.
Would that work? Okay. So let's put you for tomorrow. I'm going to send you the calendar invite for that. 40 call. And that's English. Okay, and then let me add you to this. So basically tomorrow when we call you, it'll be from an 877 number. So again, you just want to make sure you're answering all the calls within that hour. It will be from our local Flash number, okay?
Okay.
If when we call you, you're in the middle of something, you need 5-10 more minutes, or you just need to reschedule, just pick up the call and say, hey, call me back, or we need to reschedule. Okay.
Okay.
If I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I'm going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they're going to proceed without me. They will not wait. Okay.
Gotcha.
So I just sent you that invite. I'm going to also send you the application via text and email. So let me do that real quick.
Do I need to have that all filled out before the call?
You know, I would suggest that you do if you can,
okay.
But if you don't have it done, I mean, they'll be following up with you and saying, hey, we need your application. Hey, we need your application. So they're pretty much on top of it, right? But if you can, and I'll tell you this right now, it's not just in a really like complicated application. Okay. I promise
okay.
you. But I will say this, it's going to ask you, do you have an EIN, right? If you do not have an EIN, you're going to put your Social Security number in place of that, okay?
Okay.
It will ask you for your Social Security number, your birth date. There's two companies that Google uses to run the background check. One is called Pinkerton, and the other one is called Evident ID. Once we know who it is that's going to run the background check, we will notify you because you have to be on the lookout because they'll be sending you either an email or they're going to send you a text message. That is, you got to either upload a front and back copy of your driver's license because they're identifying it's you or your passport or your state ID. The other one, okay, might say put in your birth date, put in your social because, again, they're identifying it's you that they're doing the background check on, okay?
Gotcha.
I'm also going to request, I'm going to have them send you a link. I need you to get 3 more reviews on your Google Business profile. Do you have anyone that you can get reviews from? Because I think you
probably
got 2 right
call
there.
A couple people.
Beautiful. Let's work on
favor.
That. Let me do this. Let me try to share. I want a link. I'm going to have them send you a link because I need you to get some more reviews. Okay? This way you have those. And I'll
yeah,
send you
I
a
usually
little
don't
this
ask
afternoon.
Clients for reviews, but all my reviews are on Angie's List, unfortunately.
Start getting them on Google, and I'm going to tell you why, because the day you ever cancel with Angie's, they will disappear.
Yep, I've taken screenshots of them because I figured that would happen.
Okay, good.
I know it's not quite as good as a direct, you know, review.
It's okay, but I'll have the team. I'm definitely going to have – no, that's okay. I'm going to have the team, though, send send you a link so this way you could start gaining reviews. A little tiny URL, you just text it or email it to them, okay? I'll make it easier for you. I see your hours of operation on the profile are Monday through, well, it's all 7 days of the week, Monday through Sunday, 7 to 7.
That's when I'm answering my phone.
Okay. So let me make sure I put that on there. I always like to confirm that. 7 a.m., 7 p.m., okay. And then let's see here. Now, once you get approved, Google's also going to notify us if you qualify for what they call max bidding, okay? What that means is that you could choose to either pay double or triple the cost of the lead to be closer to the top, okay? But Google will notify us of that if you even qualify, okay?
Okay.
Now, there's also where you could even like request certain days and times for those leads to be turned on as well. Okay. We can be very specific to the areas that you want to target as well.
Mm-hmm.
You could say, I want to cover these counties. I mean, you could cover wherever your insurance covers you. If that was the whole state, you can do that. I don't recommend it because Texas is huge.
That would be too far.
You know what I mean? That would be like too much. Okay.
I got a couple zip codes. That's about what I do.
That's perfect. Now, background check, like I said, they're going to, you know, it'll either be Pinkerton or Evident ID. Once we know who it is, we will notify you. So this way you're aware. I'm assuming you have a driver's license or a state ID or a U.S. passport to say, yeah, this is me, right? And then no license is required. I know that you did mention you do have the certificate of liability insurance, the general liability. We're not asking you to endorse Google. All you need to do is upload the COI is what they call it. We actually have an example, okay?
Oh, that I know is, what it is. I've had to do it for a couple
yep.
of cities.
Okay, perfect. So you just upload it, the one that that's not expired. I had one guy, they're like, hey, he uploaded the expired one. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Okay. He's like, oh, my gosh, it was the wrong one. Sorry. And I'm like, no, you're good. Just get us the one that's not expired. Okay.
Right. Which I think and mine then, actually has to be renewed in October. So I'd probably have to send in another one here pretty soon.
So send us the one that you have, and then as soon as you get that other one renewed, send us that one too. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to put he only does irrigation, backflow, and is aware that this will limit the number of calls. I spell number right. Number of calls. Okay. Please do not activate leave until speaking with Justin first. Okay. And again, they won't just automatically activate them, but typically the process is they activate them within the 3 days that you get approved. Like they'll call you, hey, we're letting you know that you've been approved. We're going to activate your leads in 3 days. And sometimes, like if you don't respond, then they automatically assume, okay, activate them in 3 days. But I'm specifically telling them do not activate until you speak with him first. Okay?
Yes.
So that way they're well aware. You are so welcome. No worries. And then I sent you the application via email. I'm going to send it to you text right now. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else. I think that is pretty much it. I got everything that I need. Let me send you my contact information too. Like if there's something you're stuck on or, you know, I always like to, for you to have my contact info, Justin, just so that way you have it for your records. But the Google Guaranteed team is the one that's going to be handling your Google Guaranteed. Any reviews that you have on your Google Business profile will also automatically show up on the Google Guaranteed. Okay?
Okay.
But we need you to get those reviews. I'll have the team get that set up for you to send a tiny little URL so we can start getting you those reviews. Okay?
Okay.
But I am super excited for you. Did you have any other questions for me?
I don't think so. I think you've been pretty well explained on everything, so I'm interested in seeing how it all goes.
Awesome. I'm super excited for you, but like I said, I mean, just remember because of the fact that we're only limiting it to irrigation doesn't mean you're going to get a bunch of tons of calls, right? Again, we don't want to put you for those other services if they're not services that you don't offer. So just as long as you and I are both on the same page, okay?
Yep, I totally get it. I'm cool with that. Like I said, you know, I don't have the availability to be bombarded with calls anyway. So
right, exactly. Okay, awesome. Well, then I look forward to us speaking with you tomorrow. Like I said, if you have any questions or if it's not going to work that time, just give me a call, and then I can reschedule it, okay? If I'm not available when it's time to call you tomorrow at 4, the team's going to proceed without me, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. You have an amazing afternoon, okay? And we'll speak
Thanks
with you,
you
tomorrow.
Too.
You are so welcome.
All right.
Bye.